Welcome back to Giants.com. Anita Marks, Paul DeTino, and final day of minicamp. And before, of course, the players pack up, go away for a few weeks, and then come back for training camp. But first and foremost, John Beeson, a big story. Unfortunately, has issues with his sesamoid bone, but saw him today. Sounds really optimistic because he didn't have to have surgery. He's in a boot, and he's optimistic that he'll be ready for the regular season, Paul.
Yeah, you know what's important about that, Anita, is that Beeson's going to be around this facility. Now, while everybody else gets about 5 weeks off, Coach was very particular about saying Beeson's going to be here. He's going to continue to see the trainers and the doctors and make sure that they get that thing in tip-top form, because they're going to do everything they can do to get him back on the field in a hurry. They know how important he is to this defense.
All right, so as we close minicamp, what was the one unit that impressed you the most?
Oh, there's no question. It was the secondary. I mean, these guys did a really good job of getting after the ball. You know, we've talked a lot about how DRC and Walter Thurmond have brought some mature veteran leadership and ball hawking skills.
Swagger?
To these guys.
A little swagger,
a good
too?
Word too?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good word, too. And there's no doubt. Prince Amukamara said to me after the third day, hey, you know what? We could be the best secondary in the league.
Uh-oh.
I know it's only on paper, but he's very confident, and he even thinks he's primed to have a better year than he did last year because he said the game has slowed down for him.
Paul DeTino, Anita Marks, again, for your minicamp report.